continuing violence in Iraq has fueled criticism of President Bush from many quarters. Now more than two dozen former diplomatic and military leaders, calling themselves diplomats and military commanders for change, have drafted a statement calling for President Bush's defeat in November. This first reported in yesterday's LA Times. Many of these retired officials have been appointed by or served under Republican presidents Ronald Reagan and the first President Bush. Among the signers, former ambassador and assistant secretary of state Princeton Lyman. He's now with the Council on Foreign Relations. We spoke earlier and he explained the beginnings of this unusual statement.
This came about through some very deep soul searching by a lot of us about the direction of U.S. foreign policy and what it's doing on American security. And we've put together this statement, which will point out why we think the policies and style of leadership of this administration has harmed our position overseas and indeed our national security. And we reached the conclusion that there must be a change.
And what is it that the Bush administration has got wrong?
Well, it has started off with a certain kind of intellectual arrogance and a certain feeling that the United States could lead the world by doing what the United States felt it wanted to do, and especially through the use of military power, would have the world follow it. And it failed to understand that military superiority alone is not sufficient. You have to have the support and understanding of the world if you're going to go after a network of terrorists like we are facing now, which requires intelligence cooperation, political cooperation, but also the support of the people in those countries. And we squandered that. And what many of us have found traveling abroad is the depth of anger and disillusionment with the United States among people that we have long considered our friends. That's very dangerous.
The LA Times also quoted a senior Republican strategist, it said, who said the administration is getting more multilateral now. It is asking for help outside. So this group that's criticizing Mr. Bush for not paying attention to our allies, well, that's exactly what he's doing now.
Yes, the administration has come to realize out of necessity that it needs much more help. The way the situation went in Iraq, this administration, which really disdained the UN at the beginning, now goes to the UN because it needs that imprimatur. But it has lost so much of the credibility around the world that while the UN Security Council did indeed support a transfer of sovereignty to Iraq, the willingness of the international community to help the U.S. under this administration is still limited because of the feelings about the direction of our policy and the purposes behind it. And we certainly lost a great deal of credibility, not just with what happened at Abu Ghraib prison, but the disclosure that the administration actually had memoranda saying to the president, you can override a treaty against torture because we're the United States. That message around the world undermines people's willingness to help us in a very basic way.
Mr. Ambassador, you and your colleagues who signed this statement are all very accomplished, but you're not that well known to the general public. I wonder what the impact you think this statement could have.
Well, we'll have to see. Some are well-known, some are not. Obviously, most of us as diplomats are not public figures in the United States. But I think the fact that those of us who have represented the United States and very proudly for decades and who normally do not come out with this kind of a statement will capture people's attention, and they will look again at these issues and see whether what we are saying does not, in fact, resonate with deep feelings of the American people themselves.
Former Ambassador and Assistant Secretary of State Princeton Lyman, he signed the statement coming from diplomats and military commanders for change. Mr. Ambassador, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.